First, one out of every three local election workers around the country has reported being harassed or threatened for doing their job. That's according to a new nationwide survey conducted by the Brennan Center for Justice. Election workers also report worrying about political leaders interfering in election administration and the possibility of feeling pressured to certify results in favor of a specific party or candidate. Those concerns may be fueling turnover. Over one in five local election officials around the country has left or is considering resigning before the 2024 election. Wisconsin lawmakers are working on some bipartisan legislation aimed at boosting protections for election workers. Our next guest says now is the time to act. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see more protections for election officials and poll workers? Have you ever served as a poll worker? Are you a regular on that job? What's your experience been like? Have you seen concerns about harassment? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Edgar Lynn is Wisconsin State Policy Advocate and Counsel at Protect Democracy. Previously, he was an Assistant State Public Defender here in Wisconsin. Edgar, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me here.
Before we get to these recommendations here in Wisconsin and possible legislation, this poll from the Brennan Center shows a lot of concern, it seems like, from election workers around the country when it comes to things like harassment. Were you surprised to see those results?
You know, I am not. I think anecdotally, we have heard a lot of stories, people being followed home at night, people's livelihood being threatened, harassment, doxing, people releasing information of election officials online. This survey just sort of reinforces that. It shows that it's consistent to the stories that we're listening to.
When you're hearing these stories from people, is there a sense that it's worse than it used to be, or has it been like this all along? We're just starting to pay attention.
Well, I think since 2020, this level of harassment and intimidation has certainly escalated. I think what we want to ensure is that our election workers and officials, when they go to work, they don't bring home threats to themselves and their families. And that's something happening across the country, including here in Wisconsin.
That's leading some people to leave either local election jobs or maybe stop being poll workers. That Brennan Center, one in five local election officials have left that job or considering leaving before the big election, November of 2024. What are some of the concerns if we have maybe higher than usual turnover in these positions?
So, this gap in workforce can be quite devastating in our country's highest stake election next November. Just imagine whatever work you're engaged in, whether you're in the public sector or in business, think about the consequences if your capacity is reduced by 20% or if 20% of your workers are completely brand new onboarding. Except instead of a business or a nonprofit, it's our system of government and essentially our way of life as a democratic society.
We are talking about election workers and election officials, their safety from harassment. Edgar Lynn is with us with the group Protect Democracy, looking at possible changes here in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have questions about some of these concerns about poll workers and election officials? Are we talking about you? Have you worked polls before? Do you plan to next year? Do you see these incidents of harassment? Do you think they're on the rise? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Let's turn now, Edgar, to the state legislature. You recently wrote a piece that appeared in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel looking at changes in the legislature. What kind of things do you have your eye on when it comes to the prospects for bipartisan laws?
Sure. I think what we can do, and many states have done across this country, is to fortify our laws to protect election officials. A comprehensive legislative package that would have significant impact would include four pillars. And these four are: one, adequate funding and training to support our election workers' physical safety; two, prohibitions against intimidation and harassment related bad acts; three, privacy protections against doxing. And for people who are not familiar with that term, doxing means essentially maliciously revealing your private personal information online for harassment purposes; And four, finally, civil causes of action for harassment and doxing.
How much of that appears in this, and again, this is in the early stages, in this legislation that works in Wisconsin?
Right now, I think we are working to improve it. The current version under AB 300 has three portions. One is a whistleblower protection for election officials, a enhanced battery, basically enhanced punishment for people who physically assault election workers, and a open records protection for them against open records for their personal identifying information. So there's still work to be done on this, but I'm very hopeful that we're taking the right steps.
Let's bring on a caller at 800-642-1234. Evie is with us in Chicago. Sorry, Evie. Evie is with us in Chicago. Evie, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to tell us about?
Not so much tell. Tell and also hope. We had a lot of problems. A former judge of election here in Chicago, in Cook County, and we had a lot of problems just getting judges, getting poll workers to polls to during COVID to get them to polls and open up the polls and keep them open.
Evie, thanks for the call. Evie reporting from her work in Chicago. COVID made it hard to begin with to recruit election officials, she says. Is that also a concern, Edgar, now in the climate of harassment? Is it going to just make it harder to get that person maybe to make their first trip, their first effort to be a poll worker?
I think so. I think, look, it comes down to this. There are threats to election officials, right? This causes election officials to leave. If there's no replacement, election administration will be compromised, making it less secure, less efficient, and along with all the consequences that come with having a lesser workforce. So I think, you know, whether it's COVID, whether it's harassment, those are all factors that can impact, recruitment for election workers.
We're talking to Edgar Lynn, Wisconsin State Policy Advocate and Counsel at the group Protect Democracy, looking at high turnover rates among local elected officials, possible changes in Wisconsin law to protect poll workers ahead of the 2024 election. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you personally witnessed harassment or intimidation at a polling place? How was that resolved? What kind of legal protections do you think are needed to keep election workers safe? If you have worked the polls here in Wisconsin or elsewhere, I'd love to hear your perspective on this. Or if you are or were an election official, join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation about election workers facing increased harassment and threats on the job and new legal protections in a proposed law in the state legislature. Our guest is Edgar Lynn, Wisconsin State Policy Advocate and Counsel at the group Protect Democracy. He says he's glad to see the law legislature taking up these issues, hoping for more, though, in the package of legislation. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you see? What do you want to see done to prevent harassment and threats against election officials and poll workers? If you've worked in those jobs yourself, love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Before we go back to our callers, Edgar, in that piece I mentioned that you wrote on these issues, you say you're encouraged. You see a lot of potential for bipartisan support for these kind of protections. What do you see out there around the country?
Yeah, so there are states similar to Wisconsin that has divided governments, such as Arizona, Nevada. They have been able to work in a bipartisan manner to pass, you know, comprehensive bipartisan election protection bills. And so that's encouraging. For example, in Nevada, it makes it SB 406 makes it illegal under state law to threaten or dox an election official. This passed both chambers unanimously, and a Republican governor signed it at a public ceremony. In Arizona, the bill was introduced by a Republican, passed both chambers and with overwhelming bipartisan support, and it was then signed by a Democratic governor. So I see that there is potential, there's a movement behind this. 75% of the electorate supports protecting our election officials. It's good policy, and people like it.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Ray is with us in West Allis. Ray, hi.
Hi, Rob. I worked the 2020 election for the first time because I saw that the local election workers, in my recollection, were much older than I was at the time, and they were dropping out. They were not showing up for work, and so they had to shrink the number of polling places, and they were hungry for volunteers. So I volunteered, and I enjoyed the process a great deal, and I was really proud of our process because it's all from the ground up. It's all local volunteers and the local city clerk and the local lawyer. And it's all done, I think, very well. Well, since then, I've only worked two more, and I haven't been called back. And I found out that in the state of Wisconsin, the political parties can nominate poll workers for municipalities, and the municipalities must use those workers before they ask for volunteers. And I think that's terrible. I think that's the attempt by the political parties to commandeer the system. I would rather see it go back to just local volunteers.
Ray, thanks a lot for the call. Thanks for stepping up, by the way, when you were needed in 2020. Appreciate that. Edgar, do you have thoughts on the way we get our poll workers? In some cases, yes, parties can have people on either side to watch for potential concerns. Ray wants to see more people like himself stepping up.
I don't have any specific thoughts on that. The real issue that we are looking at, or the issue we're taking a hard look at, is protecting everyone. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican poll worker or a Democrat poll worker. Nobody should be harassed and intimidated for just doing their job as election workers. People who work in people who are election workers are our neighbors, our family, and our friends. And so the protection should be, you know, the protection will protect all parties and all volunteers. And I think that having those protections will significantly improve our election administration.
Thanks for that call, Ray, at 800-642-1234. Edgar Lynn is with us from the group Protect Democracy. He's their Wisconsin State Policy Advocate and Counsel, looking at protecting poll workers and local election officials from threats and harassment. Still time for your call at 800-642-1234. Edgar, let's talk about the resources side of things. What kind of funding, what kind of protections do you want to see funded by the state legislature? How far do we have to go to get from where we are to where you want to be?
Yeah. So there's several parts to this. Ultimately, it's making sure that our election workers are safe. So looking at the physical side, if you're looking at fortifying election offices or polling location, proposals have been put out nationwide about, for example, bulletproofing election offices, having panic alarms system, key card access control, fireproofing early vote storage facilities. For anybody who's seen Succession, there was a nightmare scenario there. Or on another aspect, services that protect election workers' personal identifying information. So there can be a lot of ways to fund their protections. There's no one size fit all, but I believe that there is some interest and appetite for this as well in the legislature.
Does the mere act of passing some legislation, even if it doesn't go all the way, help send a bipartisan message to people about our hopes for how we treat poll workers and election officials?
I think that's exactly the point, Rob, is that election workers want to feel valued. They want to feel safe. They want to feel like our legislators care about them. And so passing legislation that protects them will give them that reassurance. And so, yes, the answer to your question is yes.
So we're on another caller. Randy is with us in Madison. Randy, hello.
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like to respectfully disagree a little bit with your optimism about this bipartisanship. In Wisconsin, anyway, and I've got quite a few years of poll working under my belt, so to speak. The Republican majority legislature has been going after the top election officials and essentially making them look like they're guilty without ever being charged with anything. And I think that when they do that, they're going to leave the regular, us worker ant folks completely unprotected. We're going to be fair game.
Randy, thanks for the call. Edgar, what do you think?
Yeah, the optimism is well, perhaps we're too optimistic, but I will say this, that under the new campaign and election committee, under the new chair, that I have seen real and serious discussions about bipartisan work. And this isn't, while there may be, politicking when it comes to top election officials, we have to remember we have 1,800 plus election officials across the states. Many of them are constituents of both parties, obviously. And so I do think that we can be optimistic, even though there may be political jockeying on the top.
Randy, thanks for that call. In our last minute or so, Edgar, what are you hoping ends up in place by November of 2024, the big election I think most of us have our eyes on right now?
Thanks, Rob. What I'm hoping that could end up is a comprehensive package to protect our election officials, to make sure that they're safe doing their jobs, to make sure that they are physically protected, to make sure that they are not being doxxed, that their personal information is not plastered online for people to harass, to make sure that their children aren't threatened, and so that we can have a swift and efficient administration of our election.
Edgar, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Edgar Lynn, Wisconsin State Policy Advocate and Counsel at the group Protect Democracy, where he focuses on policy advocacy and litigation that relate to preventing election subversion. We've been talking about high turnover rates and increased threats to safety for election officials and what Wisconsin lawmakers can do about it. As we mentioned, there is some legislation in the works in the Wisconsin State Legislature. Still time for you to share your thoughts, maybe your experiences as a poll worker yourself. Email ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org.